Good evening. Welcome, everyone. Shalom Aleichem to everyone here. Welcome. Tonight, of course, we want to thank Jake. Jake is working very hard here, getting us going over here. Thank you, Jake, for all your hard work. Likewise, I saw Mitch. Mitch is here. Mitch Green is incredibly hard work. And I guess we have over here Esther is here. Welcome, everyone. Okay, tonight we're going to be learning with Zecher Nishmas Manish Yitzchak, Ben Aryeh. We thank the sponsor for his generosity, and may the learning be a zechus for this neshama. And likewise, as we always do every week since October 7th, may the learning be a zechus for the hostages, for their families, for the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect and guard all those that are in very bad matzav, in captivity, and may Hashem bring them strength, refuah. Hashem guard the Chayolim or the Moser Nefesh on our behalf. Hashem should grant everyone Siyata Deshmaya to be successful and to return home safely. May Hashem protect Klal Yisrael as well. Tonight is Parashas Terumah, the Yikhuli Truma, and the Ace Koalisha Shekhbenu. We will learn about the building of the Mishkan, a very beautiful Parashah, a lot of detail. A lot of construction, all different elements of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a structure that really was supernatural. Possible, I'm not sure this is correct, but I think there are some Mefarshim that actually they state that if we would try to build the Mishkan today, it wouldn't stand. The method of the construction, the details of the Atzei Shitim Oimdim, of putting up such a structure of Derech HaTeva, would not stand, possibly. And that's just a revelation that this structure is not a structure of a physical structure. It's a physical structure. There's no question about it. The Atzei Shitim, all the materials, but its existence is an existence that is Lamala Miderech HaTeva. And that's, of course, a Musa Haskel, that the Mokoim that we make in this world for Hashem to rest his Shechina is a makom which endures lamala miderech hateva. Now, what is the purpose? The purpose of building a Mishkan. What is the function of building a Mishkan? Why do we have a Migdash? Why do we have a Mishkan? What is exactly the purpose of this? There's a whole discussion when the Mishkan was built. This week's parasha, according to many of the commentators, it's not in sequence. The Mishkan was built after the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is presented in the Parashas Kisisa. We're holding over here now in Parashas Truma Tetzaveh. So according to some of the commentators, the events that are mentioned over here in this week's parasha first took place after the Chet, of the Egel. But yet it's presented here right after Parashas Mishpatim, which I want to come back to in a few moments. It is presented after Parashas, and some tell us that Parashas Mishpatim, I think Rashi also tells, was also taught to Klal Yisrael. No, I take that back. Parashas Mishpatim is after Matan Torah. It's only the last section of Parashas Mishpatim, which goes back to before Matan Torah. But the bulk of Parashas Mishpatim, it was taught after Matan Torah, but it was taught to Klal Yisrael before the Chet HaEgel. That's going to be an important point, which we'll come back to in a few moments. We're instructed here to build for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a structure in which he will rest his divine presence. Let me read to you the words of the Rambam. The Rambam is in the very beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh, La'asos beis bayis la'Hashem is a mitzvah deraisa to build a bayis la'Hashem. Muchan liyois, a place that should be prepared to offer. makrivim bo to offer their hakarbonos, all of the karbonos. That's number one. Number two, the choygigin elof, and to celebrate their shalosh ta'amim bashana, 3 times a year, shenemar, the asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem v'kos v'soket. I just read the Rambam very quickly, but the Rambam over here says something that is absolutely astonishing. What I'm telling you, I mean, this ha'ara is open, it's explicit in the Rambam, but the one that brings out this information is from a sefer called Shleimim Tzion from Rav Shalom ben Tzion Felmin. Zecher Tzach Levrach, he passed away all not long ago. And very chosh sefer, beautiful sefer, makes the following observation. I think the average person, if you would stop and ask the average person, why do we yearn so much to build the Beis HaMikdash? Why do we want there to be the building? They'll probably quote to you what we say in davening every day. The Beis HaMikdash, and here of Yemenu. What's the purpose of there being of building the Beis HaMikdash from here of Yemenu? The same chalkenu b'sarasecha, b'sham navod chabira. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, there will be Hashem's divine presence. And through Hashem's divine presence, we will have a portion in Hashem's Torah. It sounds like Torah is spiritual. It's very sensitive. And when we're living in a world today that is missing Hashem's divine presence, the ability for us to absorb Hashem's Torah is severely limited. With the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and Hashem resting His divine presence within, we will have the ability to have an intense portion in the study and fulfillment of Hashem's Torah, which is a game changer, will completely transform and change us. In addition, v'sham avodcha, there we will serve you, Hashem, v'yira, with fear. As we feared you in previous generations. Okay, so when we study these words that we recite every single day at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, of building Hashem a home where He can permanently rest His divine presence, will enable us to absorb, to study His Torah, to fulfill His Torah, and we will serve Hashem with fear, Yirat Shamayim. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechir, Halacha, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, tells us the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is for two purposes. Number one, to offer the sacrifices, the korbanos, which we are obligated to offer. And that includes, of course, every single day there's an obligation to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Harboim. And on Shabbos, we have to bring the Korban Musaf. And if a person does a private Aveira by accident, he brings a Korban Chatas. And a person can bring a Korban Oila and bring the Korban Pesach and all of the Musaf and all of the special days of the year. There's a long, long list of sacrifices that we are obligated to bring. And the only way we can fulfill the obligation is by having a Beis HaMikdash. And through the Beis, when there is a Beis HaMikdash, we will be able to bring all of the obligatory sacrifices. And then the Rambam says, there's another reason why we want to have a Beis HaMikdash, and that's to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Pa'amim Ba'ashaneh Yireh Kol Zechur Ches Pnei Hashem Elokecha Ba'amokoyim Asher Yivchar. Is 3 times a year we have an obligation to ascend to Eretz Yisrael and to be in the presence of Hashem. In fact, this halacha is taught in last week's parsha. 3 times in the Torah is there mentioned that we have to ascend to Eretz Yisrael. And the first time that this is taught to us is back in Parshas Mishpatim, Shalosh Rigolim. And the next pasuk says, Maasecho. And then it concludes Chag HaOsif, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Shalosh pamim ba'ashanah yireh kol zechurcha el penei ha'adayin Hashem. Three times a year. Rashi says, l'fi sh'inyan Shvi'is chutzach lema shlo ya'akush. Even in the year of Shemitah, you have to also remember, you have to ascend the oil. Okay? This is what the Rambam says. Tremendous chiddush. The Rambam certainly agrees that there is an incredible advantage of having the Beis HaMikdash for hashkafic reasons, but the Rambam kedarko focuses primarily on halacha, on the technical halacha, and we in Golus, without a mikdash, are unable to bring the korbanos, and we are unable to fulfill the mitzvah of aliyah l'rei. Now, through a shady, very short idea, a number of years ago, something that I said it here in this year as well, mentioned the study of the Musaf of the Shalosh Regalim. On the Shalosh Regalim, we know that we recite a unique Nusach. Atav v'chai, Atav v'chai, Atav v'chai, v'atiti lanu Hashem elokeinu b'yavo, mo'adim l'simcha chagim b'zmanim l'sas. Let's say, it's Yom Chag HaMatzes HaZeh. And then we go into a very long paragraph. U'mipnei chato'enu because of our sins, we have been exiled from our land. We are unable to ascend we can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. And we go on and we elaborate. We can't fulfill our obligations. And then we pray to Hashem, Avinu Malkeinu, Galei, Kevoid, Malchus Cholein and Hera, reveal the honor of your Malchus upon us quickly. Ve'aveinu l'tzin ircha berina, we are mispallel to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be able to do what? We'll come to Yerushalayim, and we will bring our obligations, v'sham na'aseh l'fanecha es karbinois, our obligations in the realm of Karbonis, the Tnidim Kisidron, Umusafim Kilchasam. And then we go on and we specify the very specific carbon that we are obligated to bring, the Musaf of Shah of Chagamatzos, and we recite the actual Pesukim from the Torah. Where we are, where that tells us, instructs us what we have to bring on that very day. Okay? I think most of us, after we recite this section, are very satisfied. We've said the beginning of the lesson, we have a beautiful paragraph expressing our yearning that this Hamikdash should be rebuilt. We've expressed the theme of the day, and we recited the primary purpose of this tefillah. The psukim of the carbon musaf. I would expect, I think many of us would expect, that after we recite these psukim, we should immediately begin the blessing of Ritzei. We should conclude the blessing. We should conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisro V'Hazmanim. And we should then right away begin Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'Yamcha Yisro V'Yisro V'Sam, like we're familiar with. But that's not what it says in the Siddur. In the Siddur, there's another two very intense paragraphs. Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu, melech rachamon, rachem olein, toivu meitiv yidoresh lanu. Hashem, you're good, meitiv, seek us out, return to us, shuv eleinu. I'm skipping around. B'nei ve'ischa, rebuild your Beis HaMikdash. Like it was in the good old days. The Chaynein Mikdash Chal Mechaynoi V'Harenu B'Vinyanov V'Samchenu B'Sikunoi, and return the Kohanim and the Levim and the Israelim, and we will ascend and we will appear and we will bow before you on the Shalosh Regalim. Tagasu V'Sarasecha Shalosh Pamashana. And then it goes on and on, and the question is, Why are we saying this paragraph? If you look at the paragraph carefully, every single thing that we've said in this paragraph has been expressed almost word for word, not word for word exactly, but line by line in the beginning of Umibnei Chatoenu Golinu Meretzenu. In essence, we're saying the same exact thing twice. The paragraph of Umibnei Chatoenu, the theme and the concepts are almost identical to the theme and the concepts presented in Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu in this section that we recite after we mention the korbanos. Why the repetition? It's completely redundant. So this question I saw was asked by Rav David Cohen Shliga. The Rav here, where I live in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, of a Gila called Gvul Yavetz, tremendous Talmud Chacham, he wrote who knows how many svarim. One set he has called Masas Kapayim, which is a set, I think it's at least 11, maybe 12 volumes by now, on Tefillah. And he asked this question. And it's funny, you can read this Musaf for your whole life and not even realize that you're just repeating yourself. And he answers something which basically is what we just said, just a little bit different, but this is really it's the same idea. And he says that the second section is a yearning for what we offer as an individual on the Shalosh Regalim. It's what I'm trying to suggest is it's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says there are two reasons why we need to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We need a Beis HaMikdash. Number one, we need a Mikdash in order to bring sacrifices, the obligatory sacrifices. And the second reason is we need to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, we have to have a central location to ascend to the Beis HaMikdash. And not only that, we have an obligation to bring what's called a Karban Oilas Riyah. Every male who ascends 3 times a year to visit the Beis HaMikdash has an obligation to bring a Karban Oilah, a burnt offering. And Rav David Cohen therefore says that the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, in the first paragraph, is where we express our yearning and praying that the Mikdash shall be rebuilt so that we can bring the sacrifices, the communal sacrifices, the Karban Musaf of the festival. And the second paragraph is where we are misfollow, is where we are misfollow, where we are misfollow to bring a Karban Oilas Ruya on Karban Oilas Ruya on the Shalosh Regalim. So the first section is referring to our obligation and yearning to fulfill the Karbanos of the Tzibah. The second section is where we're yearning to fulfill the bring of the Karbanos of the individual that he brings when he comes up 3 times a year to the Beis HaMikdash from the time of the mitzvah of Lili Regel, and he has an obligation to bring a Karban Oilas Ruya. In essence, what Rav David Cohen is saying is really what the Rambam says. The Rambam says there are two purposes for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and these two purposes are the two parts of the Shmoneh Esrei of the Shalosh Regalim, the regular Korbanos and the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. In fact, in the Shmoneh Esrei, the second section, it says explicitly the pasuk Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yireh Kol Zuchur Chos Pnei Hashem Elokecha B'Makom Asher Yivchar. In the first part of the Shmoneh Esrei, it doesn't say anything about the Shalosh Regalim. It just talks about the Korbanos of the Tzibah. The second part of the pasuk talks about the yearning of the second part. It's almost as if the Shmoneh Esrei has been written according to the Nusach of the Rambam. And the Rambam is a Chiddush because, yes, the average person, why do we want a Beis HaMikdash? We think about the Shechina, we think about Torah, the same for Kinnam, and here the Rambam says it's to bring korbanos and the chaygin elav shalosh panim bashana. Two reasons. And that's exactly what it says in the Shemoneh Esrei. I just want to add one more point, and that is this is a general difficulty in the sugya of Parashas Truma Tetzaveh, that the Parashas apparently, as we start with, are out of order. Because according to Chazal, the nature of the building of the Mishkan would have been very different had we not sinned with the Egel. According to most Mefarshim, at this moment in time, there's no mention yet of building a Mishkan for Hashem. Rashi in this parasha alludes to the fact that Yaakov even told his children to take with them, I'd say, a shittim, because the day will come when you will need to build for Hashem a Mishkan, and you will need these building materials. But the simple flow of the Pesukim is, we left the Midbar, we left Mitzrayim, we came to the Midbar, we got the Torah, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, there, perhaps we will build for Hashem a Mikdash, or there will be some form of Hashem's divine presence resting. But the building of the Mishkan was in response, the way it's presented in the Torah, to the Chet HaEgel. After Klal Yisrael worshiped the Egel, and Moshe prayed to Hashem he should forgive them, part of the process of atonement was to join together in a communal project to build the Mishkan. If everyone can come together to one location to serve Hashem, if people will participate in a project, it will create a unity that would be an antidote to what has happened when the Jewish people worship the Egel. That's discussed by the commentators. If that's the case, so why then is Parashas Truma and Tetzaveh for Parashas Kisisa? There's no mention whatsoever of the Egel until Parashas Kisisa. So we would expect that after Parashas Mishpatim, we should have Parashas Kisisa. And after Parashas Kisisa, then we will read about the building of the Mishkan, which was indeed the atonement, part of the process of atonement. Why is Parashas Truma Tetzaveh, which discusses the details of building the Mishkan, before Parashas Kisisa? And perhaps we can answer is that in Parashas Mishpatim, we learned about the mitzvah of the Shalosh Rogalim. Shalosh Rogalim is presented very prominently in Parashas Mishpatim. Shalosh Pam Bashan Techoy Li Bashan Es Hagamat Seis. And then we come to, not far after, we come to Parashas Truma. And we can perhaps suggest is that the Mishkan had to be built in order that the Shalosh Rogalim could be properly fulfilled. It would not be possible, being that the Rambam understands that in order for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, coming to Yerushalayim and serving Hashem, be properly observed, there has to be a central location where Hashem's presence is resting. There must be a Mishkan. This dimension of the Mishkan has to be built regardless of if the Jewish people would have worshipped the Egel or not. And therefore, this pure element of the Mishkan is presented before there's any mention of Chet. Not just simply because we want to talk about the Mishkan in a pure form and not allude to Aveira, but because we've already been given the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, we're going to ascend 3 times a year. And perhaps in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, they also had some type of coming together in the desert. They were together anyway in the desert, but still there's a greater intensity. It is presented immediately after Parashas Mishpatim to capture that element of the Mishkan and the Mikdash being a makom of the Shalosh Regalim. In addition, we bring Korbanos, we have sinned. And in other words, we're trying to come back and say is like this, is that the two reasons of the Rambam are not just two needs. It represents two dimensions of why we built the Mishkan. Number one, we built the Mishkan in order to enhance the Shalosh Rogalim. Number two is to bring Karbonas come for Averis. It was an atonement for the Chet HaEgel. Every sin that we do is rooted in the Chet HaEgel. After the Chet HaEgel, Hashem said to Moshe when he came down after being there 120 days, build a Mishkan. That will be the antidote. That is captured in the Rambam's first explanation as to why we need to build a Mishkan and a Mikdash. The second is the Shalosh Regalim. They're completely different reasons. And that's why it's smack in between. Parashas Truma Tetzaveh are smack in between Parashas, the end of Parashas Mishpatim, and Parashas Kisisa, because the end of Mishpatim tells about the Shalosh Regalim, and that's why we build the Mishkan. And it's right before Kisisa, the Chet HaEgel, and that's also why we build the Mishkan. The parshiyos of Truma Tetzaveh are sandwiched between the two reasons as to why there must be a permanent place for Hashem to rest His divine presence. Atonement and the centrality of Eretz Yisrael and its Makom HaKodesh that brings us all together. So I'm sorry for the verbosity. Let's just review very, very quickly what we learned tonight. We've come to a beautiful parasha, Truma Tetzaveh. We're going to learn about the building of the Mishkan and all of the different parts and the clothing and everything that's involved. There's a beautiful Rambam who tells us the reason why we build the Beis HaMikdash is because two reasons, Karbonos and Sholosh Regalim. We have the Musaf of the Sholosh Regalim. There are two parts, part A, part B. Part A corresponds to the Karbonos, part B corresponds to the Sholosh Regalim. And then we take note of the location, the position of where Truma Tetzaveh are positioned in the Torah. They are sandwiched by Mishpatim, which concludes towards the end with Shalosh Regalim and Kisisa, which the Chet HaEgel. Those two hover over the Mishkan because that's what the purpose of the Mishkan is, to use the Mishkan as a tool to achieve the ultimate goal of both of these concepts. Thank you very much for listening. And we should conclude tonight with the words, Yhi ratzon milufanecha shem elokeinu elokeinu. Thank you for listening. Wonderful week ahead. Much success and blessing to one more. Good night, everyone.